For third alarm speed and power, quick starting Fire Chief gasoline. For easier starts and a smoother running engine, free-flowing Texaco motor oil. Tonight's Fire Chief program is dedicated to the motorboat owners, dealers, and builders of America, now having their annual motorboat show in New York City. Texaco service stations and dealers along the highways and waterways of America present Eddie Duchin and his music. Graham McNamee. And Edwin the Fire Chief.
Chief Graham, tonight the program's going to be different.
Chief, I read in the papers that you had an explosion on the farm.
Oh, I had a terrible explosion on the farm, Graham.
Well, how'd it happen?
Well, my pet hen ate some popping corn and sat on a stove, you know. Oh, it was terrible, Graham.
What are your pets doing around a stove, Chief? Anyway?
Oh, well, I gave them a stove, Graham.
Oh.
They play, you know, just like little children.
Yeah?
All my pets, they're playing that they've got a little iron foundry.
An iron foundry?
Yeah, and they smelt the iron, you know. It's very interesting, Graham. Oh, they threw my pet skunk out because there was something funny about the way he smelled.
Hey, Graham, yeah.
But I don't like that skunk, Graham.
Why not?
Oh, I don't like... He's a little squeak. I don't like him, Graham. He's no good, Graham. I don't like that little skunk. He is so... He's despicable.
Yeah.
He's what you call a despicable character.
So.
I'll tell you, a young married couple, Graham, just moved into a new house. You know what that little skunk did?
What little skunk did?
Oh, he's a bad little thing.
What'd he do?
The skunk went up to the pet wolf that I've got, and he said to the wolf, he said, you see that new married couple? He said to the wolf, you go to the front door, and I'll go around the back and chase them out. But I like skunks, you know.
You do,
oh, I like skunks, you know. They're noted for their fur.
Oh, yeah.
That is, the more fur you get away from them, the better it is. You know what I
mean? How are your other pets?
Oh, my pets are marvelous, Graham. I hate a pet morse talking to a little one, a little children, you know.
What did she say?
The mother morse said, now listen, kitty. She said, if you don't eat up all your flannel, you don't get any amen for dessert. I love it, Graham. My aunt was on the farm yesterday. That was the cutest thing you ever saw.
What'd she do?
My aunt saw a rooster for the first time flap its wings and crow. What do you think she said?
What'd she say, Chief?
She said to me, that bird must be nuts. Fakes it, thanks itself, and then cries about it.
Well, Chief, how is your aunt anyway?
You insist on knowing? I've told you 1,000 times. She's a mess, Graham.
I guess she is.
My aunt is a mess. At dinner, my uncle said to her, I don't like this ham. I'll tell you how to cook ham.
Huh?
He says, first you let the ham soak in rye, whiskey, overnight, and then cook a while.
Huh?
Then you add a bottle of rum, and on the third day, you mix in a bottle of brandy. What do you think of that for a ham? My aunt said, I don't know about the ham, but boy, he said, that certainly sounds like good gravy. want to sell you the thing.
Chief, I hear your uncle bought a new car. Yes. Was it expensive?
Oh, I should say the car was expensive, Greg. Yeah. It ran into four figures.
Four figures?
Yes, three men and a duck. This car of his.
Chief, I went to the motorboat show last night.
Yeah?
You should see the crowd at the technical exhibit.
Oh, you're putting
me in. Boat owners sure know who's the leader in the marine products field.
Oh, I took my ass to the motorboat show, Graham.
You did?
Well, you saw us there.
Oh,
as usual, you were talking, you see. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
You were talking. My aunt said to me, "Here's my chance," she said. "I'm going to get in that streamlined boat while Graham is talking."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Why do you want to get in while he's talking?" And she said, "I want to see what the wind resistance really is." She You know, Graham?
Your chief?
Yes.
Texaco furnishes a complete line of fuels and lubricants made especially for marine service.
Think of that.
Texaco marine products have beaten all others in such grueling tests of performance as the winning of the Harmsworth Cup.
My goodness, yes.
The Gold Cup and a clean sweep in the President's Cup regatta.
My goodness. One of us must be crazy, Graham. I don't know.
Why, chief?
Well, I don't know. You keep on talking and I keep on listening. One of us is crazy.
Chief, you can't get away from the fact that Fire Chief gasoline is really powerful.
Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't say anything that it isn't.
Better not.
I've got too much sense for that, Graham. I know that Fire Chief, but I'll tell you how powerful it is.
What do you think about it?
Well, I spilled some Fire Chief gas in the field where I keep my horses, you know.
Yes, yes.
Some grasshoppers were on the field and they got hold of some of this Fire Chief gasoline.
What happened?
Well, it was so powerful. When I got back, the grasshoppers had eaten the horse and were pitching horseshoes to see who would eat the saddle.
Here's a tip to boat owners.
What's that, Graham?
At all ports of call, along the coast and inland water routes.
At all ports of call,
where you see the Texaco Marine Products sign.
You must admit
it means
you were a little
friendly
bold
service
up there,
and marine products that have helped Garwood establish the world's speedboat record.
Oh, is that so, Graham? Yeah. I'll stick to my horse. That's just the same. Automobiles or boats.
I'm surprised that you stick to your horse. You never won a race.
No, the horse. Well, that's my fault, Graham.
How's that?
Well, I brought this horse up as a gentleman, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, he's a very polite gentleman. Oh, he's a wonderful... When my horse is in a race, if the other horse has won a pass, he just steps aside and lets them pass, you know.
If you own a motorboat or intend buying one, remember that Texaco is ready to serve you on the water just as well as it serves you on land. Texaco offers you a complete line of marine fuels and lubricants for every type of boat, from the outboard motor to the palatial yacht. Ask the boat builder, the boat owner, about Texaco quality. Then you will understand why Texaco marine products have been consistently used by the champion drivers in almost every class of motorboat competition, headed by Gar Wood, who has traveled faster over the water than any other man in the world. Head in where you see the Texaco marine products sign. It's your guarantee of the finest in marine fuels and lubricants. Your assurance of the utmost in pleasure and economy. Yes, that's Eddie Duchin at the piano. In his inimitable musical style, a familiar favorite, Stardust.
Say, Chief.
Yes, Chief.
Chief, I hear you're writing a book all by yourself.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, it is, Graham.
It is?
You want to hear about it?
I certainly do.
In this book, Graham, you know, the hero's name, what do you think I call a hero?
What do you call him?
His name is Bull.
Bull.
Isn't that cute?
That's lovely.
You see, he's the waiter.
Yeah. Oh,
the hero is the waiter in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And I call him Bull because he charges with his eyes shut. See, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He is what you call... He is a small, thin man, Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Very tiny and very thin. But he wears a suit of clothes that is fit for a king. That is King Henry VIII, you know, see?
Yeah.
Well, he had once been a member. This is very interesting, Graham.
Yes, it is. Go on.
The hero had once been a member of a nice skating club. But he had to resign because he couldn't keep his end up. So now listen. He is really what you would call a self-made man, Graham.
Yes.
You can tell he's self-made because he is the living proof of the horrors of unskilled labor. Isn't that good?
I like it.
When you consider I make these up, I think that's marvelous, Graham.
I do, too.
Well, anyhow, in the first chapter of my book, Graham,
mm-hmm.
he is the waiter is in his restaurant, you see,
yeah.
and a customer enters.
Mm-hmm.
The customer says, look here. See, he's one of those kind of guys, uh-huh. you see. He said, look here. He said, I want some oysters. Not too young and not too old. Not too salty, not too large, and not too small. The waiter says, yes, sir, with or without pearls. So, Graham, the customer says, I want some chicken ochre soup. The waiter says, I'm very sorry, but we do not carry ochre.
Wait a minute,
I love puns, you know.
I know.
Oh, he says, you don't? He says, no. Says, I don't. Then the hero, the waiter says, he says, you know, the strange thing, the last man that was in the restaurant ate 27 hotcakes right off the griddle. And the customer says, how waffle?
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
You got a lot of letters here.
I'd like to hear them.
All right. Here's one from Summersworth, New Hampshire.
Summersworth? Yeah. I've been there, Graham.
Dear Fire Chief.
Yes?
I hear that you use homing pigeons instead of the telephone. Do you mean to tell the world that that's better than the telephone? Signed, Party Line.
Dear, I listen in, too. The reason that I use homing pigeons instead of telephones is that when I get sold at the telephone company, I can't eat the receiver. You see what I mean?
Here's one from Whitewater, Wisconsin.
Whitewater?
Yeah.
I was there 8 years ago.
Dear Fire Chief,
yes.
The way things are changing, I don't suppose money will mean much. I suppose a nickel will be as good as a dollar. What do you think? Signed, Money, Money, Money.
Dear Money, 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 Money. I don't know about that. A nickel really isn't supposed to be as good as a dollar. But it does go to church more often. I don't know.
Here's one from Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Oh, I love Southern Pines.
Dear Fire Chief.
Yes?
As you know everything, can you tell me, what should a sign of when a married man dreams he's a bachelor? Signed, Hotsy Totsy.
What a question,
isn't it?
Dear Hotsy Totsy, when a married man dreams that he's a bachelor, it's a sign he's going to meet with a great disappointment when he wakes up. What I like. I love when they're silly, you know, Graham.
Chief.
Yes?
Here's one from Dover, Ohio.
Dover? I've been in Dover.
Dear Fire Chief.
Yes?
I'm going ice skating for the first time.
Oh.
Can you tell me how long a pair of skates will last me? Signed, Outdoors.
Dear Outdoors, and this will be your first time on the ice. I should think that your skates should outlast about four pair of pants.
Go on, Graham. Oh, here's one from Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh,
I saw you in Tallahassee.
Oh.
Dear Fire Chief.
Oh, I see. I'll meet you after the program, Graham.
Do you really think that chapped hands cause a lot of...
What's that? I didn't hear it.
Do you really think that chapped hands cause a lot of trouble?
Oh.
Signed, Inquisitive.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do, really. Dear Inquisitive, yes. Chapped hands can cause trouble. I know a girl who took a walk in the park and she's had a chap on her hands ever since. Thank you.
In your car, quick starting fire chief gasoline gives you fire engine power and getaway. In your boat, more knots per hour and more miles per gallon. On land, in the air, and on the water, the Texaco Red Star with the green sea is your guide to the fuels and lubricants that give you more for your money. Louis A. Witten, speaking for the Texas Company, invites you to tune in again next Tuesday for another Fire Chief program. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.